From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. I did that too fast. DI Plus is brought to you by hosts that read the scripts too fast. If you find yourself with an awkward bit of music in the middle of an intro, you can blame hosts that read their scripts too fast, and you can find them at hoststhatreadtoofast.com. Make sure you use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a special discount. I said listener, and I shouldn't have said listener. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the decidedly non-discount state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
That reminds me, Fred's. Fred, you're giving away the Stoa. I don't know if you guys have that shop. It's this discount store. It's called
Damn,
Fred's.
You Loch Ness Monster, one and two fitty.
No, it's this discount store called Fred's, and the slogan was Fred's, the discount store where the dollar buys more.
The dollar buys more. And hey, you know what? If you're not watching this on video, you should be, because Adam Burns is not wearing a hat. Now, I've known Adam Burns for 26 years. We were in elementary school together back in East West Westboro, I think it was. Back then, of course, you know, when I say we were in elementary school together, I was a fifth grade teacher, and he was in fifth grade. But the thing is that I have seen him wear a hat every single day since then. And now, you see, you can see Mr. Adam J. Burns without a hat.
Is that when the picture with me sitting on your knee, is that where that came from?
Yeah, actually, the show art that Q Sledge drew from that photo was actually from that fifth grade photo where I was a teacher and you were a student. So how are you, Adam? How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing better now. I hate to start the show the exact same way
we are live streaming on Pride48.com. You can also join us in the chat room over Pride48.com/chat, or just go to and click on the chat thing.
You
can join a bunch of people here in the chat room, which we have today. We have Good Humor Penguin, Guru Nudie, Q Sledge, and Peter G. Which Peter G, you might ask? That Peter G.
You know, it's a little bit slim even for us today, and maybe it's because of the gay days. I don't know. And
we were
having a discussion earlier, which I thought just merited repeating, is that why do they call it gay days when there's literally one day?
Right. And it does not merit repeating. It's we can do more, because we, I don't know if you've seen our Trello. We have tons of stuff that we have to talk about today.
We do. We do have tons of stuff. Tons. Look, you're getting your money's worth today.
You are. And you know what? I'm not even going to waste any time. I'm just going to jump right into it.
Why don't you?
You know, the other day, Adam, I was listening to another podcast.
Do you do that?
I do.
You listen to other podcasts.
It was not Big Fatty Online.
Oh, dear Gussie.
I know, it wasn't. In fact, it was, what was it called? It was called...
I like to call it Cocktails and Cream Pies.
Oh, no. It was called Bobo and Boo Honkers, and I was listening to that show where they were talking about the exact same news story that we were talking about last week, except they failed to check their facts, which is why we have a news director here at DI.
Well, that's correct. You know, I'm very, I have integrity.
You
when
do.
It comes
and
to
it was,
the news.
It was surprising to me two things, because they were playing some phone calls on that show. And it was two. And by the way, I think we also said happy birthday to the Naughty Nanny. So, well, I think I was covered in our last week's birthday. But here's the thing. They're pointing out in the chat room that I have a lower third and you don't.
don't rub it in. The app disappeared.
The app's disappeared.
I don't know.
Poof. A very Doug Henning move there. Poof.
I'm the one who found the fucking app and gave it to Daniel, and I log in today and I have no lower third app.
There you go.
I will correct it next week.
Do you have some paper?
You can
write it and then hold it up. You know, like, that would take a regular
The camera software that I'm using would actually let me add a lower third on it, but yeah. I don't have time to do that. So
you could just hold it up like right there, and then you could write it like that. So you write that while I tell this bloodshed and boo honker story. So anyway, so I'm listening to the show, and of course I hear a phone call coming in from none other than Adam J. Burns, my co-host here on Doobies and 10 Plus. And it must have been from the 80s that you made this phone call, because they save those phone calls up, let me tell you. Because Donna Sugars, bless her heart, she says, you know, at the sound of the tone, it will be filling the number of days until Pride 48. And if you did the math, it's like they've been sitting on that phone call for weeks.
Well,
anyway.
I think it was 2 weeks old because Joey was having issues with his computer and couldn't play it on the last episode. So
yeah, it was. So here's the thing. There is a feature on the show. I don't know if you know this or not. They are the number 13 show.
They are.
If you search for Bobsleds and Boo Hunkers, they are the number 13th result on iTunes. But here's the thing. They have a really cool feature that they do in their show that I would like to adopt in our show.
Are we going to, we're going to plagiarize from?
No, it's a technique. We're going to borrow the technique, and we're giving due credit right here to, you know, Backboils and Bloodshed. But here's the thing. They do this thing where you can't hear them because they're too quiet, and then they play sound effects and they're really fucking loud because they don't know how to use Levelator. I thought that was a really cool feature that maybe we should do. Oh. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know if you know anything about the 1812 Overture, but it was actually written to incorporate the canons inside the piece to wake people up. And it worked perfectly over at the Boo Honker show, because they do these long segments, and then right as you get bored and you start to pass off, they play the next theme piece, and then it's just like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just,
you know, you take such liberties because you're not editing these episodes. So you'll just like, you know, you'll clip or, you know, do whatever. It doesn't matter. Adam will fix it in post. No big deal.
You look like you're trying to edit a podcast. Can I? Oh, it was not wrong clippy. Sorry. Wrong clippy. Anyway, I was listening to the Boo Hecker show, and it's like we need to do that in Vegas. We need to teach people how to use Level, because now that I have a commute again, now that I have to drive, you know, for 30 minutes every day,
right?
I'm having to listen to other podcasts, and
you're having to listen to, you know, might I bring you to a non-sponsor of ours, audible.com.
I will not. I do not want to listen to a book. I want to listen to podcasts. I like podcasts. And unfortunately, there's two things that annoy me more than anything. And I know, let me just say right off the top of it, for new podcasts that are starting out that don't have mics and mixers and things like that, I am much more forgiving to them, because, you know, they're new, and I support that. And there's a lot of things that I will listen to not in the car. It's just in the car with all the road noise and everything, I have to have something that has a consistent sound level. And, you know, they just, it's a free program. Levelator. Just get it.
To come to their defense, I have heard many a podcast that has worse audio than them. I think they come close to having the level of audio that you would expect.
Big fatty. They just it's a free program.
And
just,
I also think that he has trouble getting his co-hosts to speak into the microphone. And that's,
well, there's an easy solution to that. Just don't give them fucking headphones, or turn their headphone volume down. That's what happens, is they talk, they hear themselves, and then they back off. So it's like during Pride 48, during the live shows, that's what I was doing. I was turning everyone's headphone volumes down so that they would speak up, because then then they can't hear themselves so loud. Because a lot of us like our earphones really hot. Like, I listen to my headphones pretty loud. And so.
Right.
Yeah.
Mine loud too. That's probably why my headphones pick up my microphone picks up your audio coming from my headphones.
I can't hear you. My headphones are too loud. Anyway, so there was another show that I listened to, another podcast I listened to, which is not, I've never heard of this podcast before.
I haven't either. If it's the one that's the next in the Trello list here.
It is Mutant A Day. Mutant A Day. It's a gay, what's the word I'm looking for? Hello? Did I just lock up? I think I just locked up. God damn it, they have Flash on their site and it locked it up. Now I hate them. Am I back?
You're back. You said it's a...
I know. There's some Flash or something on their site. It just locked up. It was really annoying to me. Anyway, it's called Mutant A Day. Don't go there if you have problems with Flash.
Don't go there when you're doing a live broadcast on a Google Hangout.
Right. So Kellen, who I follow on Twitter and on Google Plus, is posted. He's one of the co-hosts there, and he posted it. So I tried to listen to it at work, and of course, all they had was an iTunes link, so I couldn't find where the RSS was, and I was trying to download the episode automatically, you know, to manually download the episode, and I didn't have a download link, and I was just free. It was just really frustrating me. So I asked him, is like, can you tell me what the RSS for those of us who don't use iTunes? Because I'm at work and I don't really have iTunes.
Right.
And now, if you go to their website, you'll notice that right up front, they have their RSS feed.
I will do that right after our episode so that I don't freeze up.
Thank you guys over at Mutant A Day for putting the podcast link there. Now everyone could. So anyway, if you want to check them out, they are at Mutant A Day, no spaces. So MUTANTADAY, which as you'll find out later today, spelling things is a recurring theme today.
Well, yay.
That's called foreshadowing. Anyway, so I'm sorry. Those are just two podcasts I listen to. Now you may go ahead and talk about your week.
Now, agent. Now I just want to say to our agent, Joey Buhecker, Joey L. Buhecker III.
L stands for loudness.
After this phone call, I will get back to you.
Hello.
Hey, Adam and Daniel. It's that Peter G. calling to report the death of Catherine Justin, who was Mrs. Landingham on West Wing.
Ooh.
And a million other TV commercials and parts on various sitcoms and stuff. Catherine Justin.
Desperate Housewives.
Bye.
What is this show that you're referring to, Desperate Housewives?
She was on Desperate Housewives. What was she? What was her character on Desperate Housewives?
I know I'm gay. I mean, I am, just in case you guys didn't know, but I do not watch The Desperate Housewives.
Well, yeah, it's too late now. The series has ended. But no, she was Mrs. McCluskey. That's what she was. She was Mrs. McCluskey on Desperate Housewives. She was Mrs. Lanningham, not Landingham, on The West Wing. But indeed, well, Peter G., who just happens to be in the chat room. Oh, yes, you did indeed. You were the first person to report that. And you have an entry into the contest, and we have upped the stake by $5.
It's up to $1,005.
It's got to be.
It could be because we have no clue. We have no clue at this point.
Hundreds of dollars, I'm sure, at this point. We'll figure it out before Vegas. Anyway, proceed with your week. Congratulations, that Peter G.
Well, no, I was going to say to Joey, we both love you, and please don't take any offense to anything that Daniel said. We love your show. Anyway, so I guess I'll just go ahead and do the countdown here. To Mittens, we are less than 2 weeks, ladies. The show will not be the same without a countdown. I mean, we'll just have to do a countdown to Pride 48 or something.
It is an integral part of the show. We've done all this production on it. You hear right now, you hear all that theme music going and the countdown music going. How are people going to miss this?
You
have not done a single piece of production on this.
You know, when he's back, I'll have more to talk. Maybe I'll have more stories or something of relationship woes. But anyway, we have 13.
I am being corrected in the chat room. I guess it was Mrs. Landingham.
We have 13 days, 3 hours, 29 minutes and 58 seconds. So I will be picking him up in 13 days from this very day from the airport.
Excellent. So let's see. Let me get to the alternate countdown for the week. Steven will be here in 9 days. I don't have the hours and minutes and stuff like that.
So Steven sit in the studio with you when you record. He could be a live studio audience.
Dubious Intent is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
That's correct.
I'm sure we will have Steven on the show. Now that he'll be down here.
So I wanted to, you know, anytime I go to Dallas, I always bring it up on the show. So I just wanted to give a brief. I went to Dallas yesterday. I went there and back over the course of 1 day.
Uh-huh.
And that is a tiring trip to do, round trip in 1 day. I just want to.
How long was it?
Well, it's 5.5 hours one way. So it's an 11-hour drive total to get there and back. I was taking Ellie back. So Ellie is now officially gone. She's back in Dallas.
So no more random video of Ellie.
Of Eddie, yes. No more Eddie video or Ellie, either one. So I took her back, and not much to report on that trip other than I got the fabulous haircut that I've got right now because I haven't been able to get a decent haircut since I moved to Arkansas. So I went back to the place and got an actual gay person to cut it. Thank Jesus. Anyway, the other thing is... it never fails. Like, I am a big peer. I'm a habitual peer. Let's see.
Wait. peer, a urinator.
Urinator.
When you say peer, it sounds like you're everyone's equal. You're like, I'm your peer.
No, I'm a urinator, a frequent urinator. And I don't know.
You know, they have medicine.
I don't know.
And I don't have to go right now.
Well, I don't know if it has to do with me getting older, because I think I've been a frequent urinator most of my life, or just the fact that I drink literally these big, huge, like 48 ounce.
Which have been outlawed in New York City.
Yeah.
It's to keep people like you from going sissy on the sidewalk there.
So I stopped probably 3 or 4 times to pee and didn't let Ellie get out. She was probably like, "Bitch, you're getting to pee, but I don't get to." But
which is ironic because she's the bitch,
right? Yeah, right. Exactly. See, so, ba-doom-ching. Anyway, yeah. So we get down there. Well, I get as far as McKinney, which is about 30 miles north of Dallas, which is where I used to live, and traffic is horrible. Well, I start getting that little tingling feeling that I need to pee, and it started there. But I kept thinking, you know, I'll wait because I'm only 30 miles away, and the traffic got worse and worse and worse. And so we're sitting in this parking lot, this fucking parking lot on 75, and I need to pee so bad. And all I had was 2 Diet Mountain Dew bottles, but they were the small ones with the small thing. And I'm not that small. I cannot fit into that.
Can't fit into that.
Yeah. At least not dependably. I mean, I could squeeze it in there, but if it flies out, piss is going all over the place.
Excellent.
So I decided against that. If I'd had a nice Gatorade bottle or something like that, it would have been fine, but I didn't. And so then, not only that, but I'm like bouncing up and down, like doing everything I can to hold this piss. And then I miss the exit. Now, I used to live there, people.
Wait. So you got to pee really badly. And your solution to it is to bounce up and down? That seems counterintuitive. That seems like you would be basically sloshing it around in your bladder there. That would
No. You know how when you need to pee, like if you start fidgeting, like your legs start moving and stuff like that. Like when it gets really bad, when you're having that pain and you're kind of, you know, you're kind of sitting up in your chair and then you're like, you know, I mean, it was like really bad. And then on top of everything else, I miss my exit. Now, this is
you
the exit that I lived on for 4 or 5 years, and I missed this exit. It was horrible. So then I'm like, okay, I know how to get there the alternate way, but traffic is just going to be worse. I mean, there's no punchline to this story. I just want to say I really had to pee. Finally,
how did you? Well, how did it resolve? Leave the story there. I mean,
obviously. Well, I mean, I finally got to an exit that I knew had a Whataburger, and I knew they would have a restroom I could use. So I pulled off really quick and went in. Now, side note to that, only in Dallas, and I don't know if they were having like one of those Comic Con conventions there or something this last weekend. But I urinated. You know, and I got another drink because, you know, you got to urinate and then get a new drink, refuel that, you know. But I'm walking back out to my car and I see 3 people, 2 girls with like horns on and some kind of like fairy looking costumes, and a guy with a cape and tights and boots. And I don't know whether they were coming from some kind of convention or something or what. But I mean, I just thought it was. Well, hello, Dallas.
Perhaps there if you had go. Listened to Mutant a Day, you would know that the Dallas Comic Con was going on, and that's where they were.
Oh.
I don't know why I did that. That made no sense. I didn't even make a joke there.
Well, you know, we're going to have weather at the top of the hour, and thank you guys for joining us today. It's now, Bob, what's up with sports today? Anyway, so that was it. Just had to pee a lot. Went there, got a good haircut, left Ellie. And came back. Nothing else really all that exciting. I didn't have any, you know, getting lost in Oklahoma tollway stories or anything like that. I don't go through Tulsa anymore. So I shouldn't have any of those stories anymore.
Excellent.
But one other thing I wanted to talk about as far as the show. I apologize if anyone downloaded the show last week and got something saying.
You can just stop the sentence right there. I apologize to anyone who downloaded the show last week.
Not
so sorry.
Not found or anything of that nature, because I've been having some. Well, first of all, this will be, you know, behind the curtain a little bit, but I've been wanting to add pod tracks so that we can track number of listeners. And there were some technical difficulties to that. So I finally figured that out, but then started having some website issues having nothing to do with that at all. And so I had to just do the feed manually. Well, it just so happened that I uploaded the wrong version of the feed, and it was pointing to a
bad pictures
file. It was pointing to a bad file location, and I had to re-upload it. So about 30 people got it too quickly. They beat me, and they got a bad file, and they didn't get a bad file. They didn't get anything. They got like a, hey, we can't find this file. But anyway.
Excellent. So we apologize.
Yeah,
and
we apologize.
Why we, I mean, Adam. Adam apologizes.
But I did want to say, now that I'm using PodTrack, it does show us some places that we've gotten downloads from. And I wanted to mention, you know, there are some people who we haven't heard from in Germany that listen to this fine show. There are some people, and of course I lost it because I had to reboot my computer, but it was, let me look at these. We've got Switzerland.
There's probably some people in the Faroe Islands.
No, we got 96 downloads last week from Switzerland. Now, where are all of you people? Why are you not calling
we're
in?
We're really big. We're very large with the Swiss. And we're huge in Switzerland.
And we know New Zealand, Australia, UK. We had some downloads from Hungary, Israel, the Philippines. That's strange. I wonder who's downloading it from
Mittens.
The Philippines.
Maybe Mittens is listening. Hi, Mittens.
He said he wasn't listening anymore. Maybe he's lying. Maybe he said, I'm not listening just so I would say things about him and he could like listen.
Or maybe he just has it in his iTunes and it automatically downloaded and he hasn't listened.
Maybe, I don't know.
You gotta remember, these are downloads. We can't track, you know, who's listening.
My cat's name is Mittens.
And we had one lone download from Kuwait.
From Kuwait.
Now,
that was, that was probably, it was Saddam Hussein's iTunes that he just left running, even though he's dead.
Right.
He just left running there.
Now, apparently, you know, speaking of that, I was watching Pawn Stars the other day, and somebody had fingerprints of Saddam Hussein. It was interesting.
Were they on a screen, like where he had his iTunes, where you could see that he was downloading?
No. It was an FBI, like, fingerprint card thing, but anyway.
Oh, they're saying that Hungary would be the Mexican Hat M. You know, the one that we had to clear the stream.
Wait, he's a Mexican living in Hungary?
Yeah,
and I'm sure he has a podcast that now he knows I don't listen to. So
it is called the Angry Pantry is the real name of it, but I forget what Dr. Wesley Staggerstone calls.
Anyway,
it.
So To bring up Cocktails and Cream Puffs again, apparently they, and I'm saying apparently a lot again, so why don't, you know, Auntie Vera, I know you like to comment on me saying like.
Sorry, she's out.
Why
she's
don't
out
you
errands.
Mention that I say apparently a lot? Because, you know, every.
She's out running errands. She's not even hearing you.
Why don't you count the words that I say a lot and like make a spreadsheet? Anyway, so apparently Cocktails and Cream Pies is listened to in over like 80 countries. And I only see 13 countries and a couple of unknowns listed in our country list for the last week and a half. So if we could get that up to, you know, I don't know, above what Cocktails and Cream Puffs has.
I love how your answer to it is maybe we should try harder instead of maybe just Joey Boohonker is lying. Anyway, see right there? That's the new Vera art that Larry Q Sledge.
Oh, how nice.
In our chat room. And he just posted that to the Google Plus. Those of you on Twitter wouldn't see that because, you know, it's on Google Plus.
You know what that reminds me of? You know those little puppets that Mr. Rogers had? And there was, I think there was a queen or something. That
Lady Elizabeth Fairchild.
That reminds me of. We ought to have a segment. We ought to have a segment where a little train comes behind me and like,
it's time to go to the neighborhood
of
make-believe.
And we need to go to the make-believe land, you know? That would be a really good.
Except for the fact that that's copyrighted.
He's dead now. Well, we could come up with some other name for it, you know.
Neighborhood of made up stuff. Anyway, I wanted to talk about this, and we're just going and going and going here. And look at this. We're 24 minutes.
We're not long at all, because last week we were still discussion topics like 45, 50 minutes in. So we're fine.
The last 4 minutes of your Geeky Gay podcast, the music was playing too loud and they were unable to hear what you were saying. So yeah, and let you know that
was, and apparently that was.
Oh goodness, welcome to tech support for the Geeky Gay. I am Daniel Lomeo.
Well, where did you even, are you just perusing my comments or something?
No, this is in the chat room. I'm reading the chat room. You know, there's people in the chat room right now.
Now, I have to assume that that was on the video version and not the audio version, because I edit the audio version. I don't have control over how Google decided to level me.
Excellent.
But I will take that into account if I do video again on Google Plus. So
excellent.
Thank you for that.
So there you go. That was from Michael Fine. Michael Fine, go download the actual audio version of it.
But I know I
so
do.
So this is what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about nutritional ketosis. And this is not a smart ass thing. This
okay, Steve Gibson, go right ahead.
Well, and that was the thing. It's, all right. I know you don't listen to Big Fatty, but had you been listening to Big Fatty, he was trying to explain that he is on this
low carb diet, apparently.
It's not a diet. And I think
Steve way of Gibson, living.
Steve Gibson made a very good point about that. This is not a diet. A diet is something that you do short term and then you're done with. This is what Fatty is doing is trying to change the way that he eats. So it's not something that it's like, oh, I'm going to go and deprive myself of calories in order to lose weight and then turn around and, you know, after I've lost the weight, then go back to eating the way that I used to eat in order to gain weight. And it has to do with what Fatty is trying to do, whether he knows it or not. What Fatty is trying to do is he's trying to reach a state of nutritional ketosis. And what that is, really shortly, what that is briefly is, instead of your body has a preference as to how, what kind of energy it uses, right? It's going to use carbohydrates first. So it's going to use your sugar energy first. That's what it uses to do things first. And then it moves on to, the proteins. It'll use proteins for energy. And then finally it will use fat for energy.
Right.
And its preference is that it's going to use those carbohydrates and the protein energy first. And if it can't use that all up. So if you ate a nice big meal full of carbohydrates and you weren't able to burn up all of those carbohydrates, then what your body basically does to it is it says, I'm now going to make that into fat and I'm going to store it away for a time that we need energy and we don't have it. So what ketosis is ketosis is when your body reaches the point that instead of using carbohydrates as its first priority of burning, it uses your fat stores as its source of energy. And it has several different effects on your body. The most apparent of which is, you know, you're burning fat, you're losing weight. Secondly is you don't have incredible hunger pains. You don't have like gnawing hunger pains, because what happens is when you've burned up all your carbohydrates, or it's converted the rest of the carbohydrates to fat, and now your body has no carbohydrates and it starts screaming at you like, oh my God, I'm starving. I want something. When you have that gnawing feeling in your stomach, like I'm starving, that is, you know, your body saying, I want some. You don't have that on nutritional ketosis because it's always burning the fat that you have in your system.
Right.
Right. And so Fatty is on this diet.
Can I add one more thing that nutritional ketosis does to you?
Yes.
It makes you have really hard poop. I wouldn't be me if I didn't mention poop on the show.
But this is the point that I was trying to make here is Fatty is on a particular, he's trying to change the way he eats and he is following whatever plan that works for him. And that's great and that's wonderful. What I have listening to the Steve Gibson podcast, which you can find if you're interested in this subject at all, go to grc.com/health. So grc.com/health. Go there. It's a podcast put out by the normal host of Security Now. So he normally does tech podcasts. He's just a geek. He's a geek that does a lot of research. And so he's researched this area very heavily. He's not selling anything. He doesn't have a specific diet that he's pushing. This is all just informational.
You know, and the funny thing I found about that is he is maybe not naturally, but the whole time that I've known who he was and seen him on podcasts, he has been a skinny man.
Yes.
So for him, it's just funny that he's researching diets because he doesn't even need to alter. Whatever he was doing was working already. So,
well, you know, but it's one of those things of he's more concerned with the health of the matter. Right. So he's more concerned with the reason that he works out as much as he does and the reason that he takes the vitamin D supplement. He's researching it from a health standpoint overall. His focus isn't diet. The byproduct of that happens to be diet.
Well, not only am I the news director of DI Plus, but I bear it all on this show because I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the reason I cannot bottom today is because of a low-carb diet that I was on. Because I sprung a leak because of hard poop. So
because of hard poop.
I
don't even want
to. I tore myself. I tore myself. Yes.
That's
and it was all because of a low. So if you want a bottom, you need to be careful with those low-carb diets. That's all I got to tell you.
You know, I don't. I'm anyway.
You're speechless.
I have since last Tuesday not eaten any carbs other than, you know, occasional incidental carbs.
I've eaten all the ones that you forgot to eat.
Oh, well, there you go. So I I'm perfectly happy with it, but my poop has not become hard because the other thing that I've been doing is I've been drinking more water.
Okay.
Helps you there. Well, fiber and water help you there. Anyway, so here's the thing that I wanted to say about this is that you are going to you can't say I'm on a low carb diet without, you know, at work or whatever, without people just
just don't say it.
Yeah, because that's stupid. Oh, you shouldn't do it. Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And it comes down to this. Okay. We are all human beings theoretically. I wear glasses, you wear glasses. So if something went wrong with my glasses or I forgot them and we were in Vegas together, then I could just borrow yours and it would work fine, right?
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, I'm pretty blind, so it depends on how blind you are.
The point is that even though we are both human beings, we have different physiologies and so our eyesight is different.
Yes, that is correct.
About us that are different. And to take this approach that from a dietary standpoint that it is a one size fits all. Name what areas of life where there is a one size fits all. And, you know, there are very few areas and they tend to be very broad areas.
That's why I am always suspicious when on those infomercials they say one size fits all.
Yes. Ba-dump bump. That's it. Right. See, then I should have had the ba-dump bump there.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, wow. I am just so behind. I should have found that there.
Yes.
All right. So this is what I wanted to say about that. It is very easy. You know what? My mic stand is touching my pad.
Are you having a heavy flow? What do you got
I'm having,
pad for?
Is that low carb? So here's the thing. There is a book that you should read. And it's a very, if you have a Kindle, well, who doesn't have a Kindle? If you have a computer, you have a Kindle, right?
I don't have a Kindle, but I have other
things. It doesn't matter.
Things.
Do you have a book. I mean, you have a computer.
I do.
Right. So you have, there's a Kindle Cloud Reader. And if you have a tablet, you have a tablet and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I also have a tablet.
Right. So, I mean, you can, but the point is that this is what I'm trying to say. There's a book that you can buy on Amazon is less than $10, but it is something absolutely worth it. If you have any interest in this whatsoever, you should buy this book. It is not a diet. It is not a recommendation of it is not a diet. It's just information. It's studies. It's peer-reviewed scientific studies done mainly in the area of people that have diabetes because doing areas in the study of weight loss is not – people don't fund it very well. It's called The Art and Science of Low-Carbohydrate Living, and it is written by Stephen Finney and Jeff Volek. I will send you the link, Adam, and you can put the link in the – it's also over at grc.com/health.
I can put the link in the chat room?
Yeah. No, over on the show notes.
Oh, yes. I can put it in the show. I was going to say, because I'm on two different computers.
Something that you should, if you have any interest in this whatsoever, take a read.
You know, if I had...
Here's the thing. Let me just finish my statement here. Here's the thing. I listened to the Steve Gibson stuff. I read the book, and I'm just like, you know what? This is bullshit. This is because for, you know, I'm 45 years old. I've been told all my life, no, the only way that you can do this is by doing this, right? By eating low fat. High carb, that's the only way that you can lose weight is to exercise and eat less calories and period. And that's it. And if you lose more than 2 pounds a week, then you're horrible. You're hurting yourself, yada, yada, yada. And you'll never keep it off, blah, 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 blah. So, I investigated. And so I listened to Fatty's show, and Fatty was just, and he's like, oh, you can try anything for 2 weeks, right? And so I'm like, all right, fine. You know what? That's right. I can even take it further. I can do this for a month and just see where I'm at. So since Tuesday, I haven't eaten any carbs since Tuesday. It is currently Sunday. I've already lost 5 pounds.
Yay!
But it's more importantly, I don't really miss, I was never really a big sweets person, so I don't normally eat cookies and cakes. I don't miss those. And I really haven't run into a situation where I've been craving any carbs. And keep in mind, you can still eat vegetables. You can still get carbs from vegetables and stuff. It's a good book to read. Something to try out. So that's where we are. Trying this. So I'm not committing to anything. I'm just saying right now, for up until the end of June, I will be avoiding carbs.
If you like salads, Walmart has these pre-prepared salads, have all the nutritional information on them right there. And
that would be a Walmart that has a grocery store in it, which we do not have.
Oh,
we did in South Carolina, but we don't have any super Walmart.
Well, I've been loving the Walmart salads. Now, I just want to say, and previously when you said if you could just finish your sentence, I want to apologize because I know on this show, neither one of the hosts ever interrupt the other one. Ba-doom-ching. Anyway, so, but I did want to say,
wrong one.
I don't have any. I think whatever diet works for you is fine. I did the low carb and it worked for me a lot. I mean, it worked well, but I can't stand it. Like I did it for a couple of months and it worked. I mean, I lost like 20 or 30 pounds, but, I'm not a sweets person, but I love rice and pasta and potatoes and bread. So I have to do low calorie and exercise, and that works for me. So, you know, there you go.
Perhaps this is someone here calling in and telling us what their particular. You know what? The other thing is, you can't say anything about diets without having 6,000. You know,
right?
Well, this is what you should do.
Hello, this is Ramble. Just wanted to give you a quick call to let you know I'm calling the death phone or whatever the hell.
Death phone. Now, this is Ramble, so he's really, really behind. So he's probably calling to report the death of Don Cornelius.
I want to let you know the sad, sad news that Catherine Justin, J-O-O-S-T-E-N, who played Karen on Desperate Housewives, and she was on West Wing, had died at the age of 72.
She has.
She was an amazing actress. So I had to call. Hopefully I'm the first. So you had all the bonus points, right? Okay. Shameless plug here. RambleRedhead.com. Keep up the great show. Okay. Bye.
That is the Rambling Redhead from theramblingredhead.com. Ramble. So sorry. Yeah. Beat out by Peter G. How far were they? Let's see. Beat out there. Let's see. This came in at 1950, and Peter G's came in at, I've heard he moved it to the other thing, came in at 1449. So there was not even close. Yeah, there was several hours.
Yeah, don't you like my, I found a new naming convention that will actually sort them in my file list so I don't have to go back and like, so I figured out the code to naming the files so that they sort correctly. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's it.
There you go.
But did you play the da-da-da-da?
I did. Did you not hear it? Yes, you did. You heard it.
I
did play it. So sorry about that ramble right out. I'm sorry. I was trying to read the chat room there. Because here's the thing about diets, and keep in mind, I'm not talking about a diet. I'm just saying if you have any interest in low carb, you should read this book. That's really all I wanted to say. Everyone has an opinion and everyone has what works for them. And the point is that we're all different and the same thing doesn't always work for everything. Veritable Virgo wants to know if the first caller wins something. Yes, Veritable Virgo, the first caller of any celebrity death wins an entry into the contest. And the contest pot goes up by $5 so that in Vegas, when we draw the name of the winner, they will win the big thing.
Oh, unless you kill them.
All right, there's some conditions apply.
I mean, you can't do that.
Anyway, so there you go. I guess that's all I was going to say about that. So anyway, but if you do have something you would like to say about that, please feel free to call us or send us an email, and we will take it up here on the show. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it. The segment that everyone likes to listen to. It is the technology segment. I know there are several people that only get their tech news from DA Plus, as opposed to the rest of the unwashed masses that get their tech news from Big Fatty Online and things like that. That just shows that don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, so this is going to be a short one unless you have a lot to add on this. But I had a lot of time to listen to podcasts on my way to Dallas yesterday, and I was catching up on iPad Today. Mm-hmm. Which I don't normally listen to, but I was out of other podcasts. So anyway, they brought my attention to two apps, one of which I already knew existed, but I had never downloaded it because I'm not a big, even though I'm the news director, I'm not a big news peruser during the week. I mean, I just, I have certain sites that I go to find the hard hitting stories for this show. And, I'll look at those, but I don't really just peruse a bunch of stuff. I usually get all my technology news on podcasts, and so I don't read a lot. But there is an app for iPad, and I've been informed by you. It's also
There's apps for iPads?
There are.
That is amazing.
There are.
So it's not just a tablet, huh? There's actually little applications that you can download or apps, as we like to call them here, that you can put on these things.
That's amazing. Well, there's one called Flipboard, and I wanted to. It's really basically it's an RSS reader.
Really, really, Adam.
What?
You know that Flipboard's been out for the iOS for at least a year and a half.
Look, I know it's been out, but there may be some people who haven't, and I'm going to give a really cool use for it that our listeners like.
Okay.
But at first, I wanted to say I'm going to put it on my screen for a second here so that I don't have to just be talking.
If you are watching the video, which is not most of you, but if you are watching the video, what you are seeing now is Adam is holding up his iPad to the camera, and you are seeing the Flipboard app.
Right.
On his iPad.
So it's kind of bare because I haven't added because I just reinstalled a bunch of shit and I didn't. But anyway, it has a nice little photo layout of all the different things that you're following. It could be Tumblogs, different news sites, favorites or whatever. And you get a nice photo for each one. And then when you click on it, this is very hard to do. But it opens up and like for Twitter, for instance, it opens up your Twitter followers and puts a nice photo out of somebody's, feed, some link that they've, and then it gives you like little articles. And then if there's an actual link, you can click on it and it'll go into it and pull up like the article and whatever. And that was actually your tweet that said we were going to be on Pride 48. So I got a nice little picture of the website and whatever.
Excellent.
So the use for it that I have found, and I think I've mentioned this before, I follow several people now on Twitter who, give a lot of porn links of photos and different things like that that I like to look at. But by the time I get around to them, like I have to scroll way, way down and like I have to click on each one individually and like, go, and I miss a lot. Well, if you add your Twitter account on here, you can actually add a search for a specific person or people, or you can make a list if you have a lot of people that do this. And when you do it, it will basically bring up just their stuff and show you their tweets and give you nice pictures.
And then
it puts it in more. And then if you flip through it, it gives you more.
Look at it. We're going to have a takedown on our YouTube channel now because you're showing penis.
Oops. Damn, I forgot. So, oh God, maybe they won't see.
It's fine.
So anyway, so that makes it really convenient. And if there are any articles or whatever, you can actually click on it and like go to the articles. So the next app is going to be really a takedown notice waiting to happen because.
Yes.
The next one is something called TwizGrid.
TwizGrid.
And what it does is...
By the way, before you go to the next one, I just want to say, a Flipboard is available for Android. You can just do a Google search for it. They tried to put it out as an exclusive on the Galaxy S3, but that has been bypassed long ago. So the APK is available out there. You just go and do a Google search for it. You won't find it on the Android market, but you will find it online.
Well, I don't know if I should show this next one now.
We still own our podcast feed. We still put out an audio podcast. The five people that watch video don't matter if.
Well, but showing this is going to. So anyway, so TwizGrid, do you think we'll get pulled down?
Probably not.
So TwizGrid, all it does is it takes your Twitter feed and it pulls in just the photos.
Right.
And you can do a specific search. So this is even better because all I want to do is see what kind of photos that this particular person posted or this list of people or whatever. So you do the little search and then I'll just show you a safe. Maybe I can show you a safe one here. And they give you suggestions of like when you first load it up or whatever, they give you their little, you know, suggested stuff and it's more. But basically you get a grid of photos from your Twitter feed.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can flip through them just like you can on Flipboard. So if you just flip your finger,
right,
it shows you all these pictures.
And it is called TwizGrid.
TwizGrid.
Oh, Twiz.
T-W-I-Z grid. But if you don't want those, you can do, just like you can on Flipboard, you can do a search for your followers. And like I said, for me, I have some people who I follow who display other various things, and instead of having to go through Twitter, I can just see all of them all in a row.
Excellent.
So there you go.
There you go.
We may get pulled down, but that is my two.
You know, it's okay. It doesn't matter. It's all right.
Well, except that this whole thing was to show people, and I won't have a copy of the video, so. Could I download?
Well, what you do is immediately download the MP4 tonight before they have a chance to pull it down.
Yeah, I'll do that. So anyway, that's...
Excellent.
So if you have a bunch of photos on Twitter that you want to see, whether they be porn or not, both of those apps are very useful.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite.
And, you know, I know this segment's over, but I like the fact that they're so pretty and they put them in such a nice Flipboard and the other one. It looks like a magazine. It's like
I use Feedly.
Right.
Instead of Flipboard. Feedly actually works with your, actually uses Google Reader as your base, but it doesn't look anything like Google Reader. I don't have my tablet in here with me. I only have my Nexus, so let me, I can show it to you here on this, though.
Oh, and I'm still on me. Sorry, I'll click that away.
Feedly is the same kind of thing. Now, keep in mind, this is on a phone, not on a tablet. But it's the same kind of thing. You can flip through it. These are broken down by different categories. And when you tap on one, it will take you to that article and let you bookmark it and do stuff like that, you know, and read it later. But I like it because it's also on your Google Reader. So if you're someplace where you don't have your phone or don't have Feedly, you can still go to your Google Reader anywhere where you have a web browser and still get all the information that you would have on a particular thing. But
Can you put your Twitter feed in that, or is that only RSS feeds?
It is only RSS, but as I don't use Twitter, then it doesn't really matter, does it?
Well, I'm just going to say, for those of you who like an occasional porn picture, there are some people you can follow on Twitter that post loads every day, and you can put them in one of these little apps that I showed you, and it's like you're getting a new porn magazine every day. It's great.
Excellent.
So there you go. What is our next segment? Because
it
would
be you.
It would be me. So let's do that. Yeah, let's do that right now.
The news.
So, here we go. Cows on the loose in Boxford, Massachusetts, crashed a backyard party last weekend and went right for the beer.
It's cows gone mad.
They enjoyed it. There's no doubt about it. They went right for the beer. And then when one was done, they'd knock the other over and take care of that beer. Lieutenant James Ritter of the Boxford Police Department told NBC affiliate WHDH.com.
Here's the damnedest thing. They went out there and they drank the beer and then they knocked the other one over in order to get... Some dude like drank too much beer and now he's trying to blame the cows on it.
Police said they heard reports of screams coming from a group of women as five or six cows stumbled into the yard, eagerly hurtling towards the beers.
What were the five or six women doing in the backyard anyway? That's what
I think
like
the party was going on in the back. It was like a keg party in the backyard.
Oh, okay.
So it
was a keg party.
So a caller told the 911 dispatcher, "We thought they were deer, but they're huge, huge, huge cows. There's got to be five or six of them." But what?
Oh, wow. Right in the middle of your thing. right in the middle. Who would be so rude as to call right in the middle of your thing? Hello?
Calling the celebrity death phone. I think this is the right number. This
yes.
is Brian in Danbury.
Brian in Danbury.
I'm a little bit hungover.
Hungover.
A very fabulous weekend where this person called Walt.
Yeah. You don't have to explain why you're hungover.
Upstate New York.
It's okay.
As we're consuming our breakfast,
yes.
We overheard that Richard Dawson died.
Richard Dawson?
That's a singular Dawson, not Dawson.
Not
or
Dawson's
Creek.
Dawson Creek.
Just plain yeah. Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson.
So I'm probably not the first one, but I don't have to do it. Bye.
So he said he's probably not the first one. So, okay. Well, there you go. We'll just take his word for it. We don't need to do any checking or anything like that and find out that, no, in fact, you are. You are the first caller.
Survey says?
That's right. Who has the most meat at their outdoor parties? Survey says... Kevin and Brian and Danbury, number one answer.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, so Brian and Danbury, congratulations. You are, in fact, the first caller to report to us that Richard Dawson has died. So
that's really sad. I used to like that show, too.
Now back to our beer guzzler.
I think it's had like five different hosts over the years. But
it has.
And didn't one of them commit suicide? He wouldn't count. But because he committed suicide. But anyway, so and for veritable Virgo,
yes.
You cannot put it in Twitter chat room or any form of text. You have to call the celebrity
yes.
death phone
must
first.
Call the official celebrity death phone. Please go ahead.
So I just wanted to say I don't know how these cows. God, I mean, if the beer was in cans, they wouldn't be able to drink out of a can. Did they have the beer in troughs?
God damn it, Ralph. Here we sit with two cases of beer in front of us and us without opposable thumbs.
I mean, it's like one of those Far Side cartoons or something.
That was.
How
I
did
stole
they,
that from the Far
Oh,
Side.
Did you? Well, how did they get into the beer? I mean, how?
They probably drank it out of the cups.
Oh,
they were probably just running around, you know, because people that, oh my God, a cow. And then they dropped their cup and ran. And then there's beer on the ground.
You know,
I don't think the cows drank as much beer as is being led. I think the party goers had quite a bit of beer. And I don't think it's an accident that the cows actually got there. I think someone might have helped them get
well,
there.
Well, maybe. You know, being from the state of Arkansas, I can tell you that it's fairly easy to tip a cow over. So, you know.
Only when they're sleeping.
Oh, well, that's true. So hypnotize them and then tip them over. You'll be fine.
Then, yeah, right. Has he got the...
Roger.
Is there a book for that we can buy on Amazon?
Right, probably.
How to tip cows.
Cow tipping for dummies.
Sorry, am I...
My cat's name is It's cow tipping for dummies. You've stepped over my joke.
Cow tipping for dummy. I was looking for the thing that I was trying. Excellent. Move on.
Before the thunder rolls in or the first drop of rain falls, some people predict showers even without consulting the forecast. They know it will rain because their joints ache. Do you predict the weather, Daniel?
Do
your joints ache whenever it's going to start raining?
My joints ache, but that has to do with being old.
You know, we should ask Auntie Vera and Big Fatty if they're able to predict
the
rain.
It would always be raining. No matter where they would be, it would always be raining.
Oh, well, so rheumatologist Dr. William F. Harvey treats many patients suffering from some form of arthritis, and almost all of them recall extra pain when it's rainy or cold. It's so common, it seems everyone knows someone who predicts the weather by saying her joints throb. But it's not an old wives' tale. Weather pain exists.
Yes.
It's a very widely held belief. I'm not sure I remember any patients who did not feel joint pain during weather changes, says Harvey. According to the Arthritis Foundation, as many as 27 million Americans live with osteoarthritis, what's considered old age or wear and tear arthritis. By 70, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, but basically what they're saying, researchers have attempted to study weather-related arthritis aches with varied success, but there is some belief that there is some truth to the joint pain. There you go.
I, you know, again, I've known you for 26 years.
Right.
Never have I heard such a boring news story.
Well,
it's just... Susie over there's elbow hurts when it's going to rain. This doesn't help me.
I thought that was interesting. I'm sorry.
Doesn't help me. Just saying.
God. That's it. Whatsoever. That's the news.
That's the news.
That's your hard-hitting news, ladies and gentlemen.
Have a happy tomorrow.
It's your birthday.
See, that's called me being silent so that the automatic software has the opportunity to take out the silence. See? Cutting down on your editing work.
Well, you know, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I do. So here we go. Here is our first one.
Brenda Boo is going to call the celebrity death line for that last news story. That's what she just said. Except when she calls, she's going to be the goddamn fucking news story wasn't fucking, it just fucking died right in the fucking show.
Well, that's because her joints probably ache when it's
going
to rain.
My joke is aching, so I know that the fucking joke wasn't going over very well. Is this a video game? Oh my God! Is this Monday Night Football?
It is Monday Night Football.
I have no idea. So is it? I know that Hank Williams Jr. sang the theme song. Is it Hank Williams Jr.?
Survey says, ding 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 ding.
Oh, excellent, excellent, excellent.
Yeah. So Hank Williams Jr., who had the big controversy.
How about that? How about that? Daniel pulling a sports ball thing out of his ass.
You know.
Awesome.
You know, and I thought,
Or that could just be some really hard poop. I'm not sure.
Well, right. I thought, you know, Daniel might get this one because it was in the news last year. But Hank Williams Jr. turned 63.
63 years old. The chat room is saying they cannot hear the birthday music.
Well,
next, please.
I don't know what to do about that.
It's all right. It's all right.
So here we go. Here is the next one. Hold on just a second. There's an advertisement I have to skip in 3, 2, 1.
And I don't have to go right now.
Much of his former strength. He cannot yet take physical form, but his spirit has lost none of its potency.
Concealed within his fortress, the Lord of Mordor sees all.
Oh, it's the dude.
His gaze pierces cloud, shadow, earth.
It's that dude. It's that dude from that movie.
Yeah, and I have a interview here.
Are you brushing your hair, or are you trying to?
You can stop. You can stop.
But it's just.
I know it's the British dude that played the main bad guy in Lord of the Rings. I have no idea what the actor's name.
Okay,
is.
Well, he played Saruman, or however you say that.
That's it. Yes.
And he's not
better known as the bad guy from that movie.
And he's not the one that said, "You shall not," something. Anyway, his name is
the person. Right now, do you even know who says "you shall not pass"?
Well, it was Gandalf, but I don't know.
But do you know the name of the actor? You know, he's an openly gay actor.
Sir something or other.
Sir, yeah. Well, you had the Sir.
Right. I can't remember Ian.
Yes.
Ian McKellen.
Yes? Oh, so close. Oh, so close. Ian McKellen, Sir Ian McKellen.
Okay, yeah, he played Gandalf, yes, and he is gay.
I'm trying to find it here.
Didn't he also play...
he played Magneto.
Didn't he also play, after the other dude died, Hogwarts, Harry Potter?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, Saruman's name is Christopher Lee.
I never would have gotten
And he
years.
Turned 90. 90 years young.
90 years. I'm distracted because I know that I have that clip and I just can't find it. They keep adding stuff to the thing and now I can't find the thing that I'm.
What clip are you trying to find?
The shall not pass. You shall not pass.
Oh yeah, you used to play it all the time.
I know, but it's not.
It's one of your staples.
You know, I know, but they keep adding things. I'm using someone else's soundboard and they keep adding things and now I can't find it anywhere. Maybe they had a takedown request for it or something.
Well, we're all patiently waiting for you.
I don't know. You know, just go ahead, move on to the next.
All right. Well, here's one you'll probably never get.
Shall not pass.
There we go. 2.5 hours later.
That one there. Yes, that one.
Yes, exactly.
And it's not his birthday. So, so here is the next one.
I know you're feeling me, but you like it like this.
This is some singer that does a dancey song.
So she's Australian, I believe.
Ooh, the only Australian singer I know of a female variety would be Olivia Newton-John.
Okay, no.
No.
See, I didn't figure you would know this one, but having lived in England for a year and having a British boyfriend,
yeah, I like the way you dropped that.
She's very popular over there. Let's see if the chat room knows who sings "I'm Spinning Around."
They're saying Kylie Minogue.
That almost it's Kylie Minogue. It's. There you go.
Minogue. Yes. Brenda Boo said Kylie Minogue.
So we have a winner in the chat room.
And then Peter G followed up with Minogue.
Yeah, and he spelled it correctly. So Kylie Minogue, she turned 44 years old.
44? That's 3/4 of a Morgan Freeman there.
It is. I'm going to accept your math. So you probably won't know this one either, but he's also really famous. So let's see if if you know this one.
All right. Gary Charles. Yeah, you're traveling around town with the girl I love and I like and fuck you. All right. First of all, why would I not know this?
Because you aren't up on the music, apparently.
It's Gwyneth Paltrow. Duh.
Whatever.
No, it's CeeLo.
It is CeeLo. Fuck you too. So CeeLo Green. Now I believe he is a.
And by the way, Gwyneth Paltrow sang this song with him on one of the award shows.
Look how up you are on recent pop.
I know
trivia.
It's almost like I'm alive or something.
CeeLo Green turned 40. No, he didn't. He turned 38. I misplaced my.
Oh, Brenda Boo wants to know who CeeLo is.
CeeLo.
CeeLo was the guy that married Project Runway lady. What's her name?
What?
What's the name of the lady from Project
Seal.
Runway?
You're talking about Seal.
Well, I know, but what's the name of the project? I'm ruining the joke.
Oh, Heidi
I can't
Klum.
Remember her name. Heidi Klum. So Heidi Klumo married CeeLo. And Tim Grun said, make it work. Anyway.
you can't even sound ahead. Gay if you wanted to.
Whatever, it's all right.
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, CeeLo Green, happy birthday. You know, isn't he a judge on that show, The Voice? And,
yes.
And he sits there with this white, poofy cat.
And when he turns around to the camera, he goes.
It's like the villain in Austin Powers or something like that.
He sits 2 chairs away from a really hot guy.
Oh, the Adam guy?
Yeah, the Adam.
Isn't that ironic that his name is Adam?
It is. You know, all the best looking guys are named Adam. Donna Sugars, you, and that guy.
Is it Adam Ant?
Yes, I'm sure it is.
No, isn't there?
It's Adam Ant.
Isn't there a singer named Adam Ant?
There was 150 years ago, but I'm pretty sure he died of some type of drug overdose. If not, he probably should have. Hello!
Breaking news on the desk. Richard Dawson has died.
Yes.
Survey said!
And this is Dr. E. Purvis Stone.
Yes.
Using Big Daddy's telephone here.
That explains it, yes.
I don't know what else. Everybody. Yes, he's dead. He's dead. All right, bye.
Excellent. So that would be Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone taking time out of his busy Gay Days vacation to call and let us know that he's not Dr. Richard Dawson. He's just Richard Dawson. That Richard Dawson died. Survey says. So sorry.
Sorry about that E. Pluribus L. P. Stone III. and Big Fatty. That was a double-ended death phone call there.
That was.
So Adam Ant,
which I think you can find it, that that smutty porn site that Wes likes to go through, the double-ended,
the Fort Trough.
Fort Trough sells the double.
You know, he shared the link to that website with me when he co-hosted this here very show.
Mm-hmm. Is that when you lived in the UK? Anyway, move on to the next person, please.
Okay, let me pull up that because I didn't have it ready. So you might have heard this theme once before on here.
God, it's growing pains.
No, it's not.
It's Cagney and Lacey.
You always say it before it gets to the good part. Yeah, it's Cagney and Lacey.
Actually, the little sax piece at the beginning is the good part. It's Cagney and Lacey.
So,
and whichever one had their birthday last time, it's the other one.
Well, I was going to pull up the theme song to this other show that this person was on, but think Queer as Folk.
Okay, so then would it be Sharon Gless then? Sharon Gless.
It would be Sharon Gless. So she's also on another show that I don't watch called Burn Notice.
Burn Notice, which is a TV show about firefighters.
I thought it was. I don't watch that show. And what's the show about firefighters?
Right. That one's called Up in Smoke or something like that. It's the one with, what's his name, the comedian? I know what you're talking about, but it's not called Burn Notice. Burn Notice was very much like White Collar, same premise, just a slightly different premise. What's that guy's name? The Chainsmoke? Yes, thank you, Q Sledge. Rescue Me is the name of the firefighter show.
Okay, is that even still on? It may not even be. I tried to get into Burn Notice and I couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, my cat has taken it upon herself to do the lighting here today because she's pushing the curtains open over there to look.
Well, you know, you were saying that you were pale earlier, so maybe the cat is trying to fix.
No, it's just going to make me more pale. I'm not really this pale. You'll see starting next week when I'm in the new New Haven place and I have better overhead lighting. I'm really not this pale. It's just I have to turn the exposure of my camera up so high because it's dark in here as far as the camera is concerned. So therefore, I come across looking like some kind of vampire, which I don't. I don't look like a vampire.
Well, if anyone has seen you, or, you know, we haven't talked about Pride 48. If you go to Pride 48 this year, which is September the 14th through the 16th
yes,
in beautiful downtown Las Vegas. Actually, not downtown.
Yeah. Downtown is not beautiful in Las Vegas. In fact, you'd be happy to know that we're nowhere near downtown in Las Vegas, which smells a lot like TT. We're on the Strip. We're at the big black pyramid, which I know sounds racist, but it's not. In the big black pyramid, the fabulous Luxor Resort and Casino, which where it would be.
Right. And I would say you could go over to pride48.com, but I don't believe that information is on there yet.
Please move along. What's next?
So the next birthday we have, I'm not sure if this person is going to say their name on this clip because I didn't have time to preview
it. Say my name.
But I have to point out this person's birthday on the show. Hopefully you'll get it by his voice. And hopefully he doesn't say his name because I haven't previewed this. So
Freeman is in this. That's the voice of God, baby.
It's harder than ever to find something extraordinary.
My voice ain't like that.
One thing I can tell you, if you're looking to improve the sound of your voice.
Yep.
But Morgan Freeman's already had his birthday.
Morgan Freeman, I'm almost positive he had a birthday this week.
Morgan Freeman had his birthday. This is what all of the Morgan Freeman jokes
have
been
about. No, that was Morgan Fairchild.
There's no such person as Morgan Fairchild.
No, no.
That is a fake name that you made up in order to prevent me from getting the question right.
No.
Morgan Freeman, is he, all right, so maybe Morgan Freeman is kind of like Paul from Paul's podcast. Does he have two birthdays a year?
Morgan.
Like his fake one and
okay,
his real one?
Okay, I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong. So
Morgan Freeman, which coincidentally, same age as Morgan Freeman.
So Morgan Freeman had a birthday, and I'm getting to his age. Just give me one second.
It doesn't matter. It's a 100% of Morgan Freeman's age. Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman turned 75.
75 years old.
Yes, and that is 100% of Morgan Freeman's age. It is.
Exactly.
So, Brenda Boo does say Morgan Fairchild is a real person.
No.
Yes.
It's a fake person.
So, happy birthday. I can't talk like you at all, but I'll just say happy birthday to you, Morgan Freeman.
And then I sat down and had some cake.
Is he the one that says... the motherfucking snakes on that. That's not the same person, right?
Yeah, no, that is. Yeah, that was Morgan Freeman's big movie role was when he did that. Mm. When he was, yeah.
Well, you know, those black actors, I guess.
Yeah, they all
alike, start
right?
to look
yeah.
alike to yeah. me. It's
do. There's a, you know, Samuel Jackson and Morgan Freeman. Yeah, I couldn't tell them apart if I tried. And Denzel Washington, they all.
You know, Samuel, speaking of Samuel Jackson, he did a children's story on Audible that you all should go over and listen to. It's called Go the Fuck to Sleep. And and you should all go over there and
Samuel Jackson
look.
Also did a hideous iPhone commercial, the Siri commercial. It was so funny because he's running through this this thing. If anyone has an iPhone S, an iPhone 4S, it has Siri on it, I challenge you to do this because in the Samuel Jackson commercial, he says he's going to make gazpacho for dinner. He asks Siri for a recipe for gazpacho. Now, just go ahead. Take your Siri out right now. Take your little iPhone 4 out right now. Ding. And ask it for a recipe for gazpacho. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Well, I don't have Siri. I do have a lovely Windows Phone 7.
Let's just say that Siri doesn't know the word gazpacho.
The recipe? Like,
you'd think that they would at least get it right because it's on a television gazpacho. Commercial. But gazpacho is... Siri has no fucking clue what gazpacho is.
Well, I will show you here that I did say the recipe for gazpacho on my Windows phone.
And it did.
And it took me to links for best gazpacho recipes.
I'll try it on my Android here. Let's see. I'll try it. What is the recipe for gazpacho? So I'm trying this now on my Android here. And it has taken me to... there we go. There we go. Gazpacho recipes. It has taken me there.
The recipe
so, there you go.
For gazpacho.
iPhone. Anyway, this is a total aside.
Searching anyway. For the recipe for gazpacho.
Gazpacho. I love gazpacho. That's my favorite.
And it also, both ways, it found links for gazpacho recipes.
Right. Yeah, see, there you go. So isn't that ironic that, well, not iron. Is it ironic? I'm not sure. I have lost the definition now. But the point is that there's an iPhone commercial where he specifically asked for gazpacho and the iPhone doesn't understand it, but yet you on a Windows phone and me on an Android first try and understands gazpacho.
Yeah, except my Windows phone says gazpacho. Recipes
it doesn't matter
for
the
gazpacho.
Fact that it took you to the right link.
So
right.
Here's a little excerpt of this.
This is Audible.
Wait a minute.
And I remember all those times when I did read to my daughter when she was that age. And
well, hell, never mind. Let's move right along because I can't find it. But anyway, it's really funny. It is a really funny story.
Right. Peter G says that gazpacho is at Big Fatty's house.
And so that is all of our...
Yes, Big Fatty. I would like some gazpacho.
That is all of our birthdays for today.
It's your birthday. You didn't think I had that queued up, did you?
So, that would be time for this.
3, 2, 1!
Contact is the secret, is the moment. When everything happens, contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact.
Contact. Now that I said that, do we have any voicemails?
No. But, okay, well, I mean, we still have some celebrity. I mean, I think my ESP is telling me that we might still have a couple of celebrity death phone calls. Perhaps.
We'd like to call those the people that didn't win. Oh, there's another word for that. Just shorter version.
The losers.
What are they called? Oh, the losers. You know what? My cat is going to do. She's over here behind the mixer. And she's jumping Pardon me. Hold on a second. Now she runs away.
I was going to say, it's not time for your cat to eat. So are they
close? It's
are
close
they
enough.
Anything? Are they anything like my dog who decides at about 2 hours until it's time for her to eat to start scratching things and saying it's time and being demanding?
Yes, it's because they're on a carb diet.
Oh, right. So you're trying the ketosis on the cat.
Right. I should try the nutritional.
He tried some.
There's Princess, who is on my desk trying to play with my mic stand. Stop it.
You know, why don't you have a seat over here? I think he tried some kind of bizarre ketosis with the cat.
Oh, and suddenly I'm like Chris Hansen?
Right.
Yeah. So would you have a seat over there? Here's my piece of advice for you in the world out there. Chris Hansen is not a law enforcement officer. If he asks you to sit in the chair, start cussing and run away, because then they can't air it. For God's sake, save what little dignity you have left.
Yes. So we did have an email.
Yes.
Which I saw that you put in there. And it came to both of us. I'll go ahead and read this one because it's really to me. It says, "Hi, Adam. I told the Chiefs." Oh, this is from Kathy.
Yes, and, Kathy Marshall.
Oh, I didn't know if I was supposed to say her last name, but it's from Kathy Marshall. And so it says, "I told the Chief SkyDrive technical guy the story about your SkyDrive experience, i.e. that they'd shut down your account based on a couple of photos. He said the photos aren't analyzed unless you share them with someone else."
He said, "You're lying.
Any personal files are within the terms of use. So could you have perhaps possibly inadvertently shared your photos?" Now, I have slept since then, and I do share nude photos with people frequently. So, Kathy, I cannot say with 100% accuracy that I did not share.
Actually, I think I can solve this for you.
Okay.
Like when you upload your photo, it's an auto upload. When you take a photo with your phone, it auto uploads to a folder.
Yes, that is correct.
Is that folder shared? Because this is not a case of you went and manually added porn files to your SkyDrive in some folder. This is one of those things where you upload it automatically got uploaded to your photo folder, which I think they do analyze because they try to do face recognition in it to like say, oh, this is Susie, this is my friend Susie, and this is Steve, because Microsoft has tried that joke of a social thing, that so.cl.
Well, I can tell you that I did not go in and set that folder to public. I have not looked to see if it is public, and nor do I know
how. You did share a link, but yeah, you could share. But I don't, texting it to someone or sending it that way should not have triggered.
And I did not.
I guess if you shared the link.
No, I did not. I can say for 100% sure that I did not share a link with anyone else directly from my SkyDrive folder. The only thing that I might have done is moved them from like the SkyDrive folder over to another one of my computers or something like that. But not directly with a person. Excellent. Or I could have text messaged one to someone, but
that shouldn't have counted.
I did not send a link to anyone. I did not. No. Nor do the terms of use say that. They say that you cannot have those photos.
Maybe this is Microsoft calling right now to tell us that we're wrong. Hello?
Hey there, dubious intent. This is Scott, aka Shader69, but I'm not going to sing this time.
Why?
I like to sing. Yes, I like to sing.
Yes.
Adam, but I'm not going to sing this time because you're always bitching me out when I sing.
Adam, now did you bitch about Shader69 singing?
I believe I did, but this is a comedy show. I'm gonna make fun of anything anyone does.
Yeah.
I love his singing.
Scott, aka Shader69, you know, I heard that you're not going to Vegas. Very sad about that. But you can sing on this show anytime. In fact, I demand that your next phone call, you call here, you sing the entire thing. And
oh, great.
The harmony, so I can sing with you.
Great.
I can do like a little West Side Story. Is like, he's going to make a voicemail. He's going to make a voicemail and a voicemail. He's going to leave a voicemail. He's going to leave a voicemail. See? And I do a little chorus piece in the background. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. Anyway, on with your phone call here.
I'm calling because Richard Dawson has passed away. Longtime game show host and kisser of many, many women.
He did.
Richard Dawson.
Kissed a lot of women.
I'll miss him. He was kind of like an icon, you know? Mm-hmm. I always wanted to be as suave and debonair as him. but I'm just sadly. There you go. Mm-hmm. Put $5 in. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Sadly, no, you cannot be a swab and deboner as Richard Dawson, because there are numerous laws in place now that keep you from randomly kissing women.
Right.
But Richard Dawson got away with it just a different day, a different time. So there you go. So, yes, sorry about that, Sater. Yeah,
we understand that you have many podcasts to call and bug and sing on, and we do appreciate that you call and bug us. So
we know that you have many choices when it comes to singing on podcasts, and we're delighted that you have chosen Dubious Intent Plus to do your singing.
That's right. Thank you for flying
with us. No matter what Adam said.
And you can find... Oh,
that's... I'm sorry. I'm being told that the thing is too loud in the chat.
You can find...
Hello? Go ahead. What?
Yeah, if you'll hold that phone call for a second, you can find Scott on satersphere.com, I believe, or somewhere around there.
Oh, I was playing the hold music to the person on the hold. Go ahead. So what? Yeah, I can find Scott where?
I think it's satersphere.com. Don't ask me to spell that because I certainly cannot.
Excellent. Hello.
Hey, Daniel and Adam, it's that Peter G. And
yes.
Survey says Richard Dawson is dead.
Oh,
Richard Dawson dead.
Did he die?
Hogan's Heroes star.
I think so. Let's see. Game show host that died over the weekend. Survey says number one answer, Richard Dawson. Yes.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
So sorry, Peter G.
Yeah, it is the number one answer on the board, but unfortunately, another family already got that one. So
it doesn't. I don't think it is. Is that how it works? I don't watch the show. So.
Well, they go back and forth, so you wouldn't want to repeat the same answer,
right? Well, it's important to go back and forth because of the friction.
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't. Okay, so you can just stay on one family until that family gets a wrong answer, and then they get three wrong answers. They get three strikes,
and then when
they get to the third strike, then it passes over to the other family.
Okay, excellent. So, Adam.
So, Daniel.
Can you play us out of the contact section, please? Unless you have more contact, can you please play us out of the contact section?
Well, were there any? Because your responsibility, the one responsibility you have on the show, is to look for any
only
Google Plus comments or website comments. So,
well, I do. There are some comments here on the Google Plus. Let's see. Scott, the Scotty Ozzy Battler says, I'm actually laughing out loud at Adam Burns' ridiculous slushy Mountain Dew story.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
He thought that your Mountain Dew story was ridiculous. Let's see. George in Atlanta says, I'm listening to, watching, sorta, Dubious Intent. I'm pretty sure I thought Donna Summer's last name was Summers. But then again, I didn't type it that way on my Radio George post. But I think I've always called her Donna Summers. So there you go.
Well, on your mark, get set. Mm-hmm. No, that is not correct. Sorry, for those of you who don't know, that was a Double Dare joke.
It was. So now you can play us out of the segment. 3, 2, 1, contact. Excellent. All right, so what have we learned this week, Adam?
What have we learned this week?
Yeah, just at this moment of reflection here at the end of the show. What have we learned?
Well, I've learned that it's not good for me to get calls from my therapist right immediately prior to the show, and don't try to install iOS 5 on your iPad right before the show starts.
In fact, you could probably replace iOS 5 with don't try to install any brand new software within the hour before you're scheduled to record and live stream a podcast. That's typically, just good.
But I mean, one thing that I think I've especially... Oh, what was that?
I like that one. That's our new buzzer. I'm going to use that.
Right. Jesus. Mm-hmm. I was going to say that the one thing that I have learned from several different emails from Kathy and other various things that we've discussed on the show is that I probably shouldn't install smutty pictures on my SkyDrive.
No.
Ah, shit. That one shouldn't install smutty pictures on your SkyDrive.
Thanks for letting me talk about what I learned this show. I really appreciate it. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That equates out to some numbers that I'm not entirely sure what they are, but I am, oh, there they are, 229-234-7587. You can also send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Or, of course, you can go to our website.
What did you learn?
I had a whole bit lined up. I learned that it's Mrs. Landingham instead of Landingham. Oh. But that's all right. That's all right. It's not important, Adam. It's all important. All that matters is you.
You should, you know what? You should go the fuck to sleep is all I've got to say.
All right, fine, whatever. I'm moving this week, so hopefully I will be reset up and ready to go next week.
And it will be the standard of excellence that you all have come to love.
Hey, don't forget Pride 48 at the Luxor in lovely Las Vegas, September 14th through the 16th. Make sure you see you there.
Good night.
The cats nestle close to their kittens. The lambs have laid down with the sheep. You're cozy and warm in your bed, my dear. Please go the fuck to sleep.